And now the Monday play. We present the second part of Führer.
Führer, dramatized in two parts by Alan Pryor from his biographical novel of the same title. Part two, Hitler. With Michael Maloney as Adolf Hitler, Emma Fielding Gailey, Nicholas Grace as Hermann Göring, Ian Hughes as Rudolf Hess, David Collings as Joseph Goebbels, Brendan Coyle as Emil Maurice, Michael Cochran as Ernst Röhm, and Deborah Berlin as Ava Braun. The action begins in the Berlin bunker in April 1945 and then covers the years 1921 to 1939.
This is likely to be our last supper together. Help yourself to tea and cakes or whatever. I've been thinking, and bitter thoughts they are. We lost this war by 5 weeks. The 5 weeks were lost when I went to Mussolini's aid in Greece. It held me back from attacking Russia for 5 weeks. A lost opportunity. Moscow was not taken. Stalingrad later was not taken. I offered Europe a crusade against Russia. They have failed me. Whatever happens, the British Empire is finished. Churchill could have made peace with me in 1940 and preserved it, but no! At the behest of international jury and of Roosevelt, he pressed on with his war. But what could I expect? Those Jewish bankers were behind him always. Let me say at once, I have been absolutely fair in my dealings with the Jews. On the eve of war, I gave them one final warning. I told them that if they started another war, I would exterminate them throughout Europe once and for all. And I have done it! I said there would be a clearing out of the stables in Europe, that there would be a cleansing. I have done that. There are those amongst you who think now that I should never have gone to war. But how many of you, the anti-camper, the old fighters, thought that in our early glorious years when we were not yet even a party, when we were nobodies?
You know my rank. I'm a new corporal anyway. But I have had the same bitter experiences as all of you in the last 2 years since the so-called peace. Comrades, we are the lucky ones. We are still in the army. But who knows for how long?
I don't care how soon they kick me out. 6 years in uniform, it's 6 years too long.
Don't you the soldiers demobbed at the end of the war are out of work?
Yeah, some have got rich in the black market.
Cool. Yeah, 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 they work,
at least they sleep at home every night.
Comrades!
Stay in the Bavarian regiment here in Munich.
Stay loyal to the Bavarian government and to the army. Ignore the blandishments of the Reds in Berlin.
The Reds have got some good ideas. Yes. They want equal shares, the same for everybody.
Do you think that is what happens in Red Russia?
Do you think the serf lives as well as the commissar? You don't know when you're well off. You have four square meals a day here, and your duty to do, which may be sooner than you think.
That balls to all that. I've done my duty a thousand times over. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Packing in the army, sitting in these barracks all day, they can shove the army as far as they know.
One day you'll be out of your barracks and in the street fighting the Reds. It has to come.
They've still got some good ideas, Corporal the Reds. Yes.
No, they haven't. Let me shove the army. Balls to it.
Dismiss the men, Corporal.
Good. Dismiss. Herr Hauptmann, Corporal Hitler.
Do you know who I am?
Every soldier in the barracks knows Hauptmann Rom.
Oh, do they? Do they? Well, sit down. Sit down, man. Just to talk. A cigarette? No? No, no. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. I had a look at your war record. Iron Cross, first, second class. Excellent.
Thank you, Hauptmann.
But what about you, personally?
Me?
Your life before the army.
Before the army, I had no life, sir. I was in Vienna as an art student. Most of the time, I starved.
Do you mean no food?
That is exactly what I mean.
And where did you live?
Friends, hostels, places like that.
So you're in the streets. Yet you're not a socialist. Why is that?
Socialism means Marxism. I want German socialism, national socialism.
National socialism, I see. For my own information, Corporal, what happened to you after the surrender?
I was sent on a course, sir, to retrain as a political underofficer. My task is to stop the dangerous theories at this time, Marxism, pacifism, socialism, social democracy, to explain things to the men, to keep them to their duty.
And that duty is?
To serve Germany. At the moment, they're lucky to be in the army.
Oh, we all are. But for how long?
I, for one, want to go on serving Germany. We are down, but not out. We should never have signed the Treaty of Versailles. We should have fought on and died to the last man if necessary.
You are saying we were not defeated?
The West Front Army was in good order. It was the Republican politicians who signed surrender. The army was ready to fight on.
What about the present government in Berlin?
Ask kisses and apologies for the November criminals. These social democrats care nothing for the men who gave their lives for Germany. We should not give the French another bucket of coal. We should send them no more food. It should go to German children. Clemenceau said at Versailles, we'll squeeze Germany till the pips squeak. I say to Monsieur Clemenceau, enough! Not another sou! I say, Germany, awake!
Corporal?
Yes, Thomas.
I think I may have a job for you. Very important job. There's a ramshackle political outfit called the German Workers' Party, run by Theodor Drexler, but the people running it are fools. Now, my instinct is that an able person like yourself could take it over.
Please, now, gentlemen, please. What's the Workers' Party, Drexler? What's these? Comrades, you know me, Theodore Drexler. Since 1919, I've had the honour to be your chairman. My aim has been, and it still is, to found a party based on the working class, but not Marxist. I left my union when it went Marxist. But first, please allow me to refer to the minutes of the last meeting before introducing our new secretary. Now, if you've been patient for a few seconds.
Herr Hauptmann, I'm honored you asked me to join you. I'm only astonished Adolf's got so far. I'll lost touch with him after the surrender.
We call it an armistice, Sergeant.
I don't mind the Sergeant, but I'm out of the army now, Herr Rom.
I think Adolf may have a job for you in the party.
Oh, what about Drexler?
Drexler's an old fool. Presiding at his own execution. Just look at him.
Yes, yes, well, now, there's nothing else for the minutes of the last meeting. Oh. Now, comrades, may I introduce our new secretary, Adolf Hitler, who has a few words to say to you. Adolf Hitler.
Hello, Germans. Hello, Germans. Our nation is in crisis. The mark stood at 4 to the dollar in 1918. Now, it is 75 to the dollar. The bank account of a well-to-do citizen will not buy a pound of flour. We must smash the iniquities of the Versailles Treaty and the November criminals. We must smash that vicious spiral of the Jew-inspired inflation. First, let me say who and what I am. Like most of you, I'm an old soldier, one of the frontswine. We have no time for polite debating societies in the front line. First, I demand the abolition of all speculation in property or in land.
I demand the restoration of the death penalty for traitors and speculators.
The product of Germany's work now belongs not to herself, but to our foreign creditors. It will keep us, you, slaves for another 30 years. Comrades! We have done this to ourselves. We have humiliated ourselves. We befoul, besmirch, deny everything we used to hold secret. The so-called social democrats in Berlin have made the world our master.
Well done, Adolf, well done.
Socialists say the people govern now. Really? The people have liberties, they say. What liberties? Trades unions who do nothing? Liberty, comrades, to be out of work and to starve? And who, I ask, has profited from all this? I'll tell you. The Jewish International Stock Exchange is in charge of the nation's money! Comrades! Million workers who lived in Berlin at the outbreak of the war are still workers. But the Jews from the East who entered Germany during the war, they arrived in poverty, are now driving around in motor cars.
There's a lot of reds in this hall. They're a rough lot.
No, let them listen to Adolf and learn something.
He's good. I have to keep them there.
We lost! Everyone who is a German has the same alien blood and speaks the same language. Comrades, if Germany collapses, the Reds will take over. I would be no Christian if I had no pity for our own people. Comrades, I alone will put Germany back in her bloody place amongst the nations. Finally!
As from today, the name of this party has changed. It is now the National Socialist German Workers' Party. The Nazi Party! The Nazi
Party!
As of tonight, the party has its 1,000th member. From 7 to 1,000 and all signed up. But tell me, what made you put in that bit about the Jews?
It's the truth. Are we afraid of the truth?
Perhaps you didn't keep it in.
Adolf, one thing. Now you're a public figure. You do need a new suit. You look awful. Those cardboard shoes, that terrible dirty raincoat and that hat. My God! You look like a failed actor.
I must look poor. I do not want to be a middle-class politician in a suit. More important, we need a group of men to keep order at our meetings. I will not suffer thugs shouting at me.
Yes, I suppose it can be arranged.
We need a tough man to command the group.
How about Emil Maurice, my driver? You've met him.
Hasn't he been in prison?
All my friends have been in prison.
And we must have uniforms.
That might mean police trouble.
I have decided on the flag, blood red, with a design in the middle. The same design will be on our armbands. We will use it everywhere.
What form will this design take?
A swastika.
Excellent. Anything else?
Yes. What we must aim for eventually is a dictatorship with one man as leader.
Yes. Well, I suppose so.
In good time, Adolf.
In good time.
But Rome, a newspaper costs money.
I know, Herr General. But Hitler is right, and the party desperately needs an outlet if it is to thrive. A means of getting our message across in a respectable way. You know the Volkische Bobacha?
A crude anti-Semitic gossip sheet. Nobody buys it.
But if we take it over on the cheap, we could turn it into an influential daily newspaper, putting the view of the party.
What kind of money are we talking about?
I'm told 200,000 marks, and it's ours.
Oh. Who would edit it? Is Hitler?
No, he's too busy, but we'll find a good man.
All right. I'll get the money from the Army Special Account,
sir.
The buying money only. If you need more to run it, you'll have to find it yourself. Now, this distasteful business with the Jews, I'm uneasy. We aren't in the pogrom business, Rome. I take it that this is merely an election-winning tactic, and that it will all, as it were, be brought into its proper perspective once the elections are won. I mean, this is purely a political device.
Hey, General, I must be frank. I think for Hitler it is more, much more.
You're saying, are you not, that it is something personal?
Whatever it is, it's what drives him.
But nothing physical is envisaged against the Jews.
Oh, why should it be, General?
Well, one dislikes unpleasantness. Besides, some of them are...
Yeah?
Friends, acquaintances.
I'm sure.
Yes, well, thank you, Rome, for coming to see me.
Sir.
You may rely on the army's continuing support. Tell Herr Hitler that. And tell him we congratulate him on the things he is doing for the fatherland.
Hermann is here.
Hermann. Oh, hello, Hermann. Oh, nice party. Everybody who's anybody, like most of your parties.
Is Hitler here yet?
Not yet. We're all waiting, Hermann.
God damn it. Are we all waiting for an ex-corporal?
I notice you're here also.
Look, it's this simple. I heard him speak. He's an absolutely brilliant orator. Mm-hmm. Not clever. I don't quite know how to put it, but...
From the heart. Don't apologize. We all feel that way about him.
What did you
say? Helena, tell them to play again. Something suitably light-hearted.
I'll do it in a minute.
Ah, Herr Hitler. May I present Herr Major Hermann Göring of the famous Richthofen Flying Circus?
Well?
I hear you know some very important people.
A lot of generals, yes. I have that honor.
I need the ear of such people, Meyer.
Well, anything I can do, I'm sure, but... Let me say, we war heroes are not as popular as we were.
There must be a place, Meyer, for a man with a polar merite around his neck.
Regrettably, I do not wear it in mufti.
Once you're in uniform again, it will shine.
My dear fellow, this is a meeting I have longed for. Ever since I first heard you speak. Putsi tells me you're looking for people who can be of use. Consider me an applicant.
I need every German who will give his heart to the movement. But any man who joins must realize I am not running a debating society. You would have to rub shoulders not only with the great number of decent ex-German soldiers in my rank, but with such people as Julius Streicher. Would that distress you?
Oh, with his whips and his pornography? I suppose I'd rather have him on my side than against me. But I'm in no hurry to sleep with him.
He will be of no use to me in normal times, but these are not normal times. 50 intellectuals are not worth one Julius Streicher. Like most of my men, he's an ex-soldier used to the bayonet and the rifle, but I need such men. Middle-class, soft bellies will pitch up everything.
Come in, Herr Hitler. Most civil of you to drive out here to see me. Hermann Göring speaks most warmly of you. Do sit down. Can I offer you refreshments?
Coffee?
Nothing. I thank you. Feldmarschall von Ludendorff, you were once my commander. I hardly know what to say to you, sir.
We were comrades once. Let us speak as comrades now. I'm a Prussian officer, but I've lost all faith in the ability of the officer class to do anything for Germany. Most of them just sit on their backsides in barracks and wait on events.
So... You await a solution.
I do. I hear a great deal about you from all manner of people. I'm told you have a clear, outspoken view of our country's future.
Sir, I do. The true enemies of Germany are the Reds. Mm. To crush them, I need the army. Not just the Bavarian army, the whole of the German army. You can get me that one day.
Well, I can try. Perhaps.
Feldmarschall. We desperately need support from men like you, great national heroes. May we, the party, use your name?
Use my name by all means, Hitler. For all purposes.
I really want to use much more than just your name.
Oh?
You know that there is to be a public meeting in the Bürgerbräu Keller in Munich next week.
Who does not?
The Bavarian State Commissioner, Herr Kahr, and General Otto von Lossow, commander of the Bavarian Army, will be there to perhaps explain why they take orders from the socialist scum in Berlin. I intend to give them a nasty surprise.
Anything that gives Otto von Lossow a surprise has my support. The nastier, the better.
Thank you.
Emil. Emil! How does it look?
The house full notices up. We have lorries at every exit waiting.
Well, it's 10 minutes to wait.
It's time for me to get inside and look after Adolf, Sergeant.
Yeah, if you take it, and I'm Max, not Sergeant.
Nobody of this exit, a doddering old attendant. It's the same at all the other exits.
Well, then get on inside and tell all those men in the other lorries to keep absolutely silent.
Right.
You, no talking. You'll get plenty of action soon enough.
Right. You want the ticket?
No, that's all right, go on in.
Who's speaking now?
Old car. That's all he ever does, talk.
But unfortunately, general feeling in Munich that we in the Bavarian Parliament are lackeys of the Social Democratic government in Berlin.
Yes.
I cannot imagine why you think that.
Of course you are.
We are not. We represent you. We are Democrats who believe that Bavaria must go along with the rest of Germany on the path to a democratic nation. Not, I repeat, not a military one. That is your choice, citizens of Munich. The military or us.
We spoke for a monkey before you and your lot.
We Social Democrats represent a fair deal for the ordinary German. You have a vote.
Oh, yes. Don't have a bloody job.
It is a sad fact that the
weapon... Everything is in place, Chief.
At every exit?
Every exit.
Good.
I am here if...
I'm in a position.
Front rows is arranged.
Good.
We have a minute yet, Chief.
Yes. I find my revolver in precisely 15 seconds.
There are no easy solutions to the unemployment problem, but we will get everybody into a job sooner rather than later. That is our stated policy.
When do we get jobs? When do we all get jobs? Jobs, jobs,
jobs. Occupy the aisles.
Make way for Adolf Hitler.
Make way, Adolf Hitler, come to the platform.
Who are these men? I demand these people be removed from the podium.
We have the building surrounded, machine guns at every exit.
Machine guns?
You, car, make way for the Fuhrer.
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
Oh, you...
Shut up and listen to the Fuhrer.
The Fuhrer? Who?
Silence! The Fuhrer speaks!
The Fuhrer?
That's him there, holding the revolver. He's just fired it.
What?
Absolute silence for Adolf Hitler.
Tonight, the so-called Bavarian government is dissolved.
You can't do that!
A new national government is hereby declared. I myself will take over the direction of the government. General Ludendorff will take over the leadership of all Bavarian army units. This is the moment of vindication. I lay a blind cripple in the military hospital while the November criminals gave away your birthright and mine. Today, that humiliation is over. Comrades! Tomorrow, my men and I will lead a national government, or we will all be dead!
Heil Hitler! 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 Heil Hitler!
It takes us to the fifth hand.
We'll be trapped in here if anything goes wrong.
Round shirt! Hey! All but not! Don't come in!
Go in!
You two men, what is our mind to show us?
Gently.
I don't know about the...
I think it's perfectly... The man next to me was shot dead and pulled me down with him.
Oh, it's all right, we have a doctor waiting in the car. But get him in.
Gently, I said.
Go, driver.
Sorry.
Where did he go, Max? Max always telling me what to do.
From our army days, they started...
We've got to put his house in the country as fast as we can.
Oh, my God, let me set his arm. Let us get out of the city first, Doctor.
The police fire arrest. What happened to the others? Max, what happened about Gurney? What happened to him?
Badly wounded, we think.
Not captured, we think. Rome also.
Disaster. It was a disaster.
How's the arm now?
Easier. Is there any news of Putzi?
He escaped, thank God, but the army is still looking for him. According to the radio, Ludendorff is alive and has sworn never to wear his uniform again or speak to any army officer after the army's desertion of our corps.
He is a great German.
Adolf, you know you're not safe here.
Not anywhere else now, I imagine.
It's only a matter of time before they come here looking for Putzi.
I trusted von Epp and the military. They did nothing for us, nothing, Helena. They stood aside, bastards.
Oh, no. Let me look. It's them, the army.
Helena, I shall never be humiliated. Never. I'll shoot myself first.
If you die, the party, everything we all believe in is finished. Germany's finished. Look, there has to be a trial. Who knows what could happen there? You could persuade people.
If they kill me, and they may. Thank you for helping me. You are one of the few. One of the few I can really trust.
Someone's let them in. Come in.
Herr Hitler, I have a warrant.
You break your oath, Lieutenant. You connive at the defeat and despair of Germany.
I'm very sorry if you think that. Now, if you will be so good as to accompany me.
May God protect him.
No! I will not be silent, Herr President of the Court.
I have ordered you
one
to be
one thing
quiet.
Must be said.
The prosecution has called Herr Carr as one of their witnesses, and yet Carr himself has said often enough that he also wants to get rid of the Berlin government. If our enterprise was high treason, then Carr must be guilty along with the rest of us. Why is he not on trial?
Herr Public Prosecutor.
The charge is not against State Commissioner Carr, but you. You, Herr Hitler, who said you did not want power, then suddenly have an overwhelming ambition to take over the state, become a minister.
A minister in some ridiculous Bavarian government? I do not wish to go down in history as a minister, compete with some fat ass secretary. I do not want to be a minister. I want to be a dictator.
The glorious march to the Feldherrenstrasse was an act of history. The hour will come when the masses who today stand in the street holding our swastika banners will unite with those who fired upon them.
Silence. Silence. This court of law is not a public meeting place, Herr Hitler. I will countenance no rebuke of the police.
My brown shirt army will grow to battalions, to regiments, to divisions. The old German flags will wave again. It is not you, gentlemen, who pass judgment on me. History will tear to tatters the brief of the state, a prosecutor, and the sentence of this court. History will acquit us!
Silence! Silence! Silence!
You know, Führer, the Landsberg suits me. No locks on the doors, nice gardens.
More a holiday home than a prison. Do you know, Rudy, this is the first real holiday I've ever had in my life.
But 5 years. How did they have the nerve to give you 5 years?
Parole is possible for us any time up to 6 months, and we've served 4 already. At least von Epp has done that for us.
If all had gone to plan in Munich, the party could be ruling in Berlin by now.
We needed the army to act, and they didn't. Cowards. Our aim now must be to hold our noses and get into the Reichstag legally.
That could take forever.
If we do, we have legality on our side. We will be elected by the people, all the people, not just the workers, but the middle classes as well. No one could then condemn or oppose our actions. The world would know we are the legitimate, democratically elected government of a new Germany.
A dream, surely.
Rudy, you, my most loyal friend, with doubts. Remember, the party has no doubts, only total faith.
I have had no doubts about you. None. Since the day I joined the party, I've... was a mess then, badly wounded, believing in nothing. I thought Germany was finished, that I was finished. He gave me back my belief in both Germany and myself. Never think I doubt you, Führer. If I doubt anything, it is the will of the German people to recognize you for the great man you are, the savior of the nation.
Rudy, if I had a thousand like you.
Führer.
Well, now to our work. I must explain National Socialism to the people in words they can understand. The masses do not understand anything that is not simple.
Ready, Führer?
Where were we?
Supermen must have the conscience of a beast of prey. Mm. Monsters filled with joy, they return from murder, arson, rape, and torture with the same joy in their hearts, the same contentment in their souls, as if they had indulged in a student's rags.
Yes. That's Nietzsche. Now, continue. Morality must be replaced by a concept from zoology.
Mm-hmm.
The breeding of a new species of Superman.
Yes.
Morality is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Virtue is irrelevant to a great ruler, a man of destiny. To him, nothing is forbidden. Nothing.
Nothing is forbidden. Nothing. Yes.
One man must step forward, a political genius. His life is torn between the present, which does not understand him, and posterity.
Posterity.
Which will.
Which will. Yes.
We Germans must create a caste system, or our pure Aryan blood will be diluted with that of the Mongol races, the Slavs, the Siberians, the Gypsies, and the Jews.
The Jews.
These Mongols must be excluded.
Excluded?
The German race must be cleansed of their blood.
One moment while I catch up.
Cleansed of their blood.
Yes?
Yes. One truth above all. Germany must expand. There must be a final reckoning with France. Yes, but a defeat of France will not give Germany living room. So, Germany must expand to the east against our prime enemy, Russia. There and there only will we find Lebensraum.
Everybody, listen, please. The Führer is here at last.
You're glad to see your old master, Wolf, eh? Glad to see him once again. So am I.
Führer, welcome.
Tell me, the book, is it done?
Yes, Joseph, it's done. Mein Kampf is finished.
It's an excellent title, Führer, must add.
Let's hope it sells some copies, So, what news, Joseph?
The party's in trouble, deep trouble, Führer. They're scattered, disbelieved, laughed at. The Braunschweig is banned. And there have been some complaints that we've lost our socialist ideals, especially from those in the party not based here in Munich.
Never. Such nonsense. Oh, who wants socialist ideals? I could never sell that to the military.
For once, I agree with you.
For once, Hess, you see common sense.
Führer, we have some drinking chocolate for you.
Oh, let me pour some wine for everybody. This is a celebration.
This is a solemn occasion. The Führer is free.
No. Josef is making a point. What was it? Socialist ideals. Do you think we have no such ideals, Josef?
Many people think that, Führer. That is all that I'm saying.
And quite enough. Here, drink up, everybody.
Listen, all of you. We need all of Germany on our side, even the workers who now belong to the Communist Party.
Sure.
We'll recruit even the Reds when we can. They're disciplined and can serve us well. That is as far as I'm ready to go down the socialist road, Josef. Comrades. I haven't been wasting my time in the Landsberg. Let me tell you my vision. I see two Germanys running side by side. One, the corrupt German state we all know. But within that, I will create a Nazi army, a Nazi political office, a Nazi bank, and a Nazi propaganda machine. And one day, our state will take over and crush the other Germany. Everything. Legally.
Wonderful, Führer. A magnificent vision.
Wonderful. We all drink
Führer. I've always believed we need a socialist, idealist slant to our program. I still believe that.
Do you believe that what I just said will not be socialism? Don't you understand that once we're in power, any German, Josef, can go up a ladder that has nothing to do with money or family. He can go up the party ladder. That is real socialism.
Well,
always provided we do not shift from that position.
Am I a man who shifts his position on a whim? Am I?
No, never.
I'm waiting for Yosef's answer.
Well, let me say this. Events of the past year have convinced me that without you, the party's nothing. You are our Führer, you alone. I bow to the greater man. I'm yours to command.
The drinks are waiting.
I have wanted you at my side as my closest ally for a long time. But I thought your socialist tendencies stood in our way.
No longer, Führer. No longer.
Gentlemen, you may not smoke. Gentlemen, members of the Industry Club of Germany. Tonight, as our speaker, we have a most valued guest. May I introduce Adolf Hitler, who needs no introduction.
My thanks to Fritz von Thyssen, who has so kindly arranged that I talk to him, the most important industrialists of the Reich. From Krupps, E.G. Farben, Porsche, and many, many others. Gentlemen, economic life is about authority, your authority, to run your vast industrial concerns in the way you know best. You lead, your workers follow. But communism would sweep all that aside, as it already has in Bolshevik Russia. But unemployment is driving millions of our fellow Germans to turn to communism as a savior. So, the state must create conditions for prosperity. There can be no industry without a powerful state to protect it. Gentlemen, either we throw out root and branch this Marxist nonsense of class war amongst ourselves, or we go down. This very day, thousands of my brown shirts will fight the red menace in the streets, in the beer killers. These men buy their own uniforms, their shirts, their badges. They even pay their own truck fares. Now, if everybody was like these men, Germany would stand tall once again in the eyes of the world. I ask you, gentlemen, to help Germany to do just that. Your money, your factories, your machines, your weapons, your belief in Germany will destroy the Treaty of Versailles. We will once again become the greatest nation in Europe, in the world. That, gentlemen, is your task, your duty.
Nearly a million marks and more promised. You've earned a lot of money for the party tonight.
And you're becoming financially more stable, Fritz.
Yet, I told you, still take nothing for yourself.
Not quite true. The party has bought me a grand apartment in the Prinz Regenstrasse in Munich.
Don't tell me you'll also have servants, Erno.
As a matter of fact, my half-sister Angie is coming to look after.
Oh.
I haven't seen her since before the war. My niece Gary will be here as well.
Then you'll be one family. How fitting.
Now, gentlemen, everything was coming together. I had the party barring me, no traitor at my back as far as I knew. And the money from the industrialists, that was vital. I had not as yet any open support from the military. But I needed to be in power before I could interest them. Promotion, war, that is what a soldier wants. I still needed the voters, the ordinary classes, to get me into power. And that... That was taking time. I had convinced the industrialists. I had the military interested in me. I had only half, no more, of the people. But I went on telling them the truth. I alone can save Germany. And suddenly, I had with me my niece, Gailey.
Pastel green walls on a lovely green quilt.
kind of painting?
It's a very good landscape. I did it during the war.
But it's lovely you should paint much more. You're so talented, Uncle Eddie.
Oh, Billy, I have no time these days.
The drawing's so wonderful. Would you believe it's the first I've ever had to myself? I had to share with my sister, Friedel.
Well, now you don't. Friedel will be at my villa at the Berghof most of the time. This is all for you.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Eddie. Don't you like me kissing you?
Other people might not understand.
You're my dearest Uncle Addie, and if I want to kiss you, I will. So there.
please be serious. What will you do with your life now you're here in Munich?
Well, I ought to have my voice trained. I'm not going to get anywhere as a singer unless I do.
A career in music? You would go away from me and you're only just here.
Well, I need a music teacher. I have heard of a man called Vogel.
Well, let us see.
Oh, I do love you, Uncle Addie. You're so good to me.
It is my duty, Gilly. That's the head of our
family. Oh, don't say that. It's so stuffy. Say it's love.
You are very dear to me, Gilly. You know that. You have brought youth and happiness and beauty into my life when I thought they'd gone. But
what about Helen Angry, then? Didn't she make you happy?
I will not talk about such trivial matters. Excuse me.
Tell me about her.
She's a famous actress.
Emilio Driver tells me you were fond of
her. Emilio tells the truth, but she was just a friend.
Emilio hints he's more.
There was no more. Emilio had no right.
Emilio didn't mean anything, you know.
Emilio is a loyal party member, but he is wrong to gossip.
I'm glad he. Can you show me how to aim the revolver again?
I thought you knew how. I'm sure you offered enough.
Not really. Put your arm around me. No one like you did before. So I can aim. That's better.
Hold the weapon in front of your arm's length. Grip your firing arm at the wrist, so yes, good. Close your left eye. Look down the barrel slowly. Very gently. Squeeze the trigger.
Like this.
That was excellent.
It's so nice when you hold me.
This is a lesson in how to shoot an intruder, not...
What?
Remember to load the revolver only when I'm away from home. Keep it in your bedside table on him.
Right. Back it goes.
I'm sorry it's necessary, but life is dangerous for me or anybody connected with me.
Like I am, yes?
Yes.
Now, can I go to Herr Vogel for the music lessons, Uncle Addie, please?
Perhaps. Yes.
Oh, Uncle Addie, you are the kindest, sweetest person.
Jenny, your mother will be wondering where we are.
Oh, she knows where we are. She's all right.
Addie, here we are. Where are the cakes?
On the cake stand, as always. And the lemon tea for you. Please sit down and open it. Gail, you just have a cake.
Oh, it's so good to have the family together again.
Nice big rich splash for you, Uncle Addie.
Gatto, excellent. I used to long for cakes like this when I was poor in Vienna.
We used to long for bread during the war, didn't we, Mr. Oh, I don't know all that. But it's true. After Raoul died for a long time, we had nothing. This is all like a dream to us. But you used to look through the casualty lists all the war for your name. Yes, I did. Thousands of names, thousands. All those young men, terrible.
Well, all that's over. That's wonderful. You and dear Gailey here looking after me. As you know, from next week, I'll be touring all over Germany. You'll be here alone. That's why it's important for you to know how to defend yourselves in case of intruders.
But you know I don't like revolvers in the apartment, Addie. Accidents can happen. It's silly. They're fun. Uncle Addie told me to shoot them. It's not silly.
No, but it is necessary. A politician these days never knows when the enemy may come for him. Perhaps in the middle of the night.
Do people really want to kill you?
I have many enemies.
Oh, but you're so popular with the people.
A politician has to accept one fact. His enemies are not always known to him.
You really fear assassination?
I do more than fear it. I expect it. Now, I'll take my slice of cake and tea and welcome my speech in the office.
No,
don't get up. I'll be back. Glad you had your room, Gail.
Gailey, he is very fond of you.
I know.
One day he's going to be a big man in Germany.
He's going to be. He is already. Don't you read the newspapers? Hitler this, Hitler that.
He's always liked you. You're only half niece and half uncle, you know.
I'm 20 and Uncle Addie
42. But I see how he looks at you.
I'm going to Vienna to study music.
There's no church law against marriage between a half niece and her half uncle. Gailey, are you listening?
Look, I like him, Morty, but I'm not thinking about being married to anybody.
We have a wonderful life now. This apartment, the villa at the Berghof.
I don't like the Berghof. It's cold.
We have everything. But I am only his housekeeper. And you are only his half-niece, and somebody else might come along.
And if that happened, who knows?
Stop worrying.
After your father died, his pension was worthless. It blew away in the inflation. We almost starved. Think about that. Addy isn't going off with anyone else.
How can you be sure?
Because I am.
So?
There is a feeling between you.
Sort of.
You're not shocked?
Well,
I hoped for something like that.
It won't lead to marriage. With him, nothing will lead to marriage.
No?
No.
Well, let us see, Legion. Let us see.
It's a real nice change, this. Chief hates to go to the shops with anybody, even you.
What do you mean, even me?
Well, you're his favourite girl, isn't
it? I'm his niece, that's all.
Half-niece. He could even marry you if he wanted to.
I don't know what you're talking about, Amir.
I think you do.
Well, I don't.
Well, let's say I would if I was in his place.
What?
Marry you.
No, but would I marry you?
You might, if you saw.
Emil, are you asleep? Of all these parcels, you never came to help me.
Sorry. Here, let me get them. Hey. Whose money have you been spending?
Oh, I shouldn't know. You like me to look nice.
Hey, let me help you in.
Thank you, my man.
Pleasant day for a country drive?
Perhaps.
Where would you like to go? I know a nice quiet drive.
Oh, no, just back to the apartment. It's so hot, isn't it? All I want is to take my clothes off and have a nice, long, cool bath.
As you say, Fräulein.
Are due to the greatest crash in the history of the New York Stock Exchange.
I'm demanding to know why. We should all be informed, Führer.
Yes, sir?
I assume you're referring to the rumors that the Führer is thinking of forming a larger personal bodyguard.
I'm asking because this is the first I've heard of any such idea. Führer, why? You already have Röhm's brown shirt.
Exactly. Hermann, they fight in the streets at the beer halls. While I try to make the party acceptable to the whole of Germany, they insist on getting arrested.
They're loyal to the end. There's a lot of fighting to be done yet.
I'm forming my own Schutzstaffel and putting Heinrich Himmler here in charge.
I'm gratified to be allotted the task of protecting the Führer.
Is all this necessary?
I must live to do my work. I need protection, Hermann. That's all there is to it. Now, to more important matters. We all know, thanks to the collapse of American capitalism, that Germany, all of Europe, is going down into the most terrible industrial and financial slump. It's a gift to us. This will reverse our decline in fortunes. It will put us in power at last.
But, Führer, will it really happen?
In fact, party membership has been rising dramatically. Fact, there will soon be 3 million unemployed breadwinners in the land. Another 2 years, 6 million. Bad years for Germany, but years of opportunity for us.
The disaffected, disillusioned will vote for us.
For our new Germany.
Führer,
promise them rearmament if we get in. Promise them promotions.
I'll promise them that and more.
Excellent. Now, Josef, we must have a new propaganda blitz against the Jews.
The Weimar press are mainly pro-Jewish. It's proving difficult.
Then get the papers who are not on our side. Ernst, we have to play down the brown shirt's role a little.
I don't see why, Adolf. In fact, Ernst,
the Führer is worthy of his rank.
Yeah, he's always been Adolf to me, eh?
Adolf. It is true that Ernst and I have a special relationship.
I don't see why.
You can't see much of yourself for my use, thank you.
I'm not sure we need to downgrade the brown shirts.
Nobody will downgrade the SA, not where I live.
The SS will do the job the Führer has given it to do. We are a very disciplined body of men.
Are you saying that my brown shirts are not?
No, you are.
But can we hear a little more about tactics, the how of things?
The Führer's strategy is to get enough money behind us to float ourselves as a main party to fight in all the elections.
Thanks to Fritz, we have it.
Basically, my own strategy is for me to go on making speeches promising Germany bread and work.
Best thing anybody said yet?
And to beat our enemies to their knees.
When we are in power, Heinrich, we can do as we like. To get into power, we have to tell the people the truth. Mm. That we alone can put them back to work. That we alone can make Germany great again. That with us, there will be no unemployed ex-soldiers starving on street corners. Not a land of plenty, no, but enough for all.
But we are promising that already.
We must shout it more often. Repeat it over and over, louder and louder. We must convince them that nobody else can do it.
Only you, Führer.
Only the Nazi Party. We must be elected into the Reichstag with a clear majority, no matter how we get it, no matter who we go into coalition with to get it, even if it's only a majority of one. Then we will show the world a thing or two.
A bit basic, but it suits me.
Very cozy, a bit wet.
I'm so pleased you wanted to come up. Some might call it slime.
Oh, I came because I was curious.
Bit of a change from a Gladys place, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, coffee.
Jeff taught me to make perfect coffee.
Mm.
In prison. He was in for cutting up his girlfriend. That's what he got for working with sharp knives all the time. He used them without thinking.
How awful. Did he kill her?
Yes, he did. He was a famous chef. Nobody believed he would do that unless he'd gone mad. So the court reduced the charge from murder to manslaughter. He only got 10 years, but he sought.
Should have been beheaded.
Why?
He murdered his girlfriend.
She asked for it. Had lots of other men while he was keeping her. The old chef is a bit lucky, really. Now we're a republic, we're not getting the axe anymore. Sure?
Yes, please. You think that's good?
Nothing about prison's good. You get used to it.
My uncle may have been in prison.
That's why he gave me the job in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
In the good old days, I used to lead gangs of branches to smash up the Reds. I was his first squad leader. Those were great times. Then he put me in the car as his driver and bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Why not? Couldn't exactly look after himself in a fight, could he?
Yes, Iron Cross.
I'm talking about Iron Crosses and that kind of thing. I mean, against thugs who want to hurt you. Beat you up all that. At the beginning, I was everywhere with the chief. Fists flying, black eyes, broken noses. Now, of course, he wants us all to behave like gentlemen so he can get respectable people on his side. Here. Try one of these.
What is it?
Light up.
Oh, it's so strong.
It's not the usual tobacco, is it?
What is it, then?
Something special the Arabs smoke. Try again.
Mm.
That's it. Suck it in. Now, hold it. Then, let it out. No, very slow. Give it to me. Like this. You try.
What is it?
There's all sorts of names. We used to smoke it in the prison sometimes. Mm. Makes you feel good, huh?
Mm.
I'll make the coffee.
Emil, who took this photograph?
Her sister.
Was she a black girl as well?
Of course she was. Professionals, they were lesbians as well.
You mean they made love to each other, sisters?
They're pros, weren't they? They have to do something different, don't they? Get a kick.
Mm, you paid them.
No, it was free. First night out of prison. Mm. Girls don't charge if you're just in the porridge.
What was it like in prison?
You mean, what was it like for sex?
Oh, well. Yes.
What do you do with that? I'll take a boy, if you can find one. If you have the tobacco to buy him.
You did that?
Everybody does. Take what you can.
How terrible.
You know what they say? He who once eats out of the tin bowl will wait for it again and again.
Who said that?
All convicts say it because it's true.
Cigarettes.
Just enough. That's the thing. Too much and you go to sleep. You aren't quite ready for sleep yet, are you?
Yes. I think I am. Maybe I should go, Emil. Really, I should. Uncle Addy.
Never mind him. He doesn't do this to you. I didn't think he did.
Where's
my dress? It's on the floor. You let it here. I'll get it. There you are.
Oh, my God. If Adolf gets to hear this.
He won't if you don't tell him. I won't.
Oh, my shoes. Quickly.
Kaylee, I must talk to you. Seriously. That is why I asked you to come into my study where we won't be disturbed.
You do sound serious, Addy. What are you?
Shut the door, please. I am reliably informed that 2 weeks ago you went to a certain man's room in Schwebling.
Who told you that?
Did you?
Who told
I
you
repeat,
that?
Did you?
Of course I did. Why not?
Because Emil Maurice is a servant. He's also a man with a criminal record.
Emil may have a criminal record, but it doesn't stop you employing him.
I need his special talents.
Special talents? Breaking people's legs?
Tell me why! You went to his room.
The man only has one, and it's a slum.
No more reason for not going there.
You were away. He was at the Obersalzburg. Emil had taken me to see a film. He sat outside the cinema in the car for 2 hours. When I came out, it was late. I didn't want to go to the Café Heck alone, and I felt he deserved a drink or coffee. So I suggested I buy him one somewhere.
Your SS man may have told you I went to Emile's room for a coffee. How terrible.
He was only watching you to protect you in case my enemies take it into their hands to harm you. He said that you entered the flat by one door but left by another. At what time, he did not know.
What the hell has it to do with him if I stayed all night? As he was lonely.
I have always cared about you. I've always wanted to protect you. And now...
I'm 22 years old. I can protect myself. I don't need some uncle looking after me all the time. If you think I've been unfaithful with Emile, say so. Go on, say it.
I'm not saying that you...
went to bed with Emile Maurice, your sofa. Yes, you are. Go on, say it.
I'm not saying it, Gail.
Well, then, if you're not saying it, what the hell is all the fuss about? I'm going to Vienna for voice training. If you don't want to pay for me to go, you needn't pay, but I'm going just as soon as I can arrange it. From now on, no accusations. My life is my own. You've shown me how little you care, how you believe your spies before you believe me.
You've been a good comrade, Emile, a good driver. I've always had complete faith in you. But you have let the party down. You've let yourself down. You've let me down. You know what I'm referring to. Alan Gailey is my ward. I'm responsible for our conduct and safety.
Chief, I think I can explain.
From today, there is no job here for you.
Chief.
Not as my driver.
Do you mean I turn in my badge and leave the brown shirts?
Work will be found for you somewhere, I expect.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you.
Keep a close mouth. There must be no scandal. You understand?
Yes, Chief. Of course, Chief.
Anything important?
An urgent call, Hoffman, from the Opera House, wanting some photographs of Adolf Hitler. Is any case to the operas here?
Poor man's run off his feet. And so am I, keeping up with him. Thousands of meetings to be photographed in halls, sports stadium all over the country. He must be exhausted. All the speeches. He flies to Frankfurt tomorrow.
In an aeroplane?
Certainly. He hasn't grown wings yet. Goebbels has even coined a slogan, Hitler over Germany. But he's my most important client, Arthur. And a wonderful politician. Sometimes when I...
Oh, politics! I leave all that to my father. He disapproves of everybody except Hindenburg.
Ah, one of the old school, eh?
We need negatives. What do you want me to do?
Put them in the dark room for now. Right. Now, let me see. Three wheels. Now. Oh, it's you, Helen. Eric, I understand we fly to Frankfurt tomorrow.
4 o'clock, 2 hour flight. It'll be dark by the time we arrive.
And they'll see you descend like a god from the sky.
That's the general idea, anyway. Josef has it all planned, everything.
Most impressive.
Herr Hoffman?
Herr Wolf, I should get some good photos.
Will you be needing me for anything else tonight?
No. Have you eaten, Herr Wolf?
No.
Some sausage and beer, perhaps?
Yes.
Arva can get it from next door. Yes, Arva?
Of course.
May I introduce Herr Wolf, Fräulein Arva Braun. Arva is my new assistant.
Fräulein Braun?
Herr Wolf, shall I take it from the petty cash?
Of course. Herr Wolf will perhaps not have beer.
Beer is all they have. It's a beer house.
Then beer will be fine.
I'll be 2 minutes.
Pleasant girl.
From the coast is at Innsbruck. Good family. Father a professor. Mother a skating champion. Loves dancing. Clothes. And she has no idea who you are.
That makes a change. Most women I meet know all too well who I am. You know, they send me admiring letters, even items of their undergarments.
The price of fame, sure.
I like your shop.
Photographs of the great Kaiser,
crowned heads of Europe.
Oh, my father took me as
to follow an artistic profession. I envy you.
I like to think I do my bit for Germany as well.
You do, you do. Since the first days you've been at my side, Heinrich, your photographs are everywhere.
Oh, by the way, a letter. The American Hearst Press wants photographs of you. Exclusive. They offer $1,000.
Ask for 10.
So
they'll pay. To them, I am something new. Goebbels is using your photographs to make me famous in Germany, then Europe. The Americans now think of me like some film star.
He's doing brilliant things. Brilliant.
Heinrich, this assistant of yours...
Ava?
Does she have any men friends?
Oh, she has admirers. Nothing serious. She goes with my daughter, Henny, dancing and swimming, so on.
a very athletic girl, great on calisthenics, and all that. A wonderful figure. But, of course, a girl of good family.
Yes. I see. Well, are you on with that, Iris?
Here, somebody grab this gun, quick.
Oh, I have it.
And I have the sausage.
Two foaming pints, that is what you wanted.
Of course. I'll pour some of mine into another glass, or we share.
No, really. I won't stay, if you don't mind. Oh. My father is a stickler for meals on time, and I'm already late.
Your father sounds like a good German father.
Well, you could say that.
Stay for just a little, yeah?
Oh, just a small piece of...
You won't do sit down, either.
No, really. Mm, that's good.
Nothing like good Munich beer. The sausage, Hevel?
Not for the moment. Other, a swallow of my beer. I haven't touched it yet.
Thank you, no.
I have a car outside. I could give you a lift.
It's a Mercedes, Other. A truly magnificent machine.
No, no, really. I have to pick up one or two things on the way. It's been nice to meet you, Hevel. Guten Abend, Herr Hoffman.
Other, lock the door as you go.
Right.
I told you. She has no idea who you are.
Would she mind?
Why should she? You are the most famous man in Germany. Her father's favorite, Hindenburg.
Well, I expected that. But she is very vital. The model of a good German woman.
And very good legs.
I didn't notice.
She wears the skirt hem high, so you can't not notice.
No. Very attractive.
But what of Gailey? Sorry, I shouldn't have asked.
That is an altogether different matter. I prefer not to speak of my niece. I must leave. We shall meet tomorrow.
Tomorrow, sir.
Addy, I must talk to you.
Only a moment, please, Gailey. Must hurry. I have a car waiting outside.
What's all this about, this letter? Thank you for a wonderful evening at the theatre. I enjoyed it so much. I've looked forward to many other such evenings. Yours, Arthur Brown. It's left on your dresser. Did you want me to find it?
It's all right. I must hurry. Shrek has the car waiting downstairs.
Shrek! What a meal! Did we see this Arthur Brown?
She works behind the coffin in his photography shop.
You took her to this play?
She was there, yes.
You took her to the play?
She's very fond of music.
And of other things.
Maybe it is not your role to question me.
Then whose role is it? Nobody argues with you now, do they? No one. You do exactly as you want. Well, not with me, Addy.
I think you have said quite enough.
There's one thing you should know. I'm pregnant. Well?
You are saying you and I?
Yes.
I can't believe
it. Believe what you like, it's a fact.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Then who is not you? Do you think it's a meal, child? Is that
all it? I know is it will not be mine.
It is yours.
No.
You say no to everything, don't you? You say no to my going to Vienna to study. You say no when I want to enjoy myself.
Baby, I do not restrict your movements. But your music teacher tells me you are never there. You lie to me about that. You lie about Emile Maurice. So why not about this child? If there is one.
That's all there is.
You must realize there is no possibility you can bear such a child. Even if it was not mine, the scandal would be too great. It would inevitably be linked with me. You will see a doctor. I'll arrange for one to come here immediately. A party doctor. It'll all be quite secret. Then, if you are, as you say, positive, we must take steps.
Oh, no, we can't. It's against the teaching of the church, for one thing. I couldn't. Don't make me happy, please.
This is all irrelevant nonsense. I can't allow this child. The child is there.
No, I won't do it.
I'm sorry, Gailey, but I must go. My car is waiting.
Addy.
Bedroom, Führer. Follow me.
Hmm.
you know me?
You are Herr Hoffmann, the Führer's photographer.
Yes. Is it true? She's dead?
Yes.
You heard the shot?
She'd put a face towel around the revolver. We heard nothing. In all the years I've lived here, there's been nothing like this before.
A terrible shock. The Führer came straight back as soon as he heard.
She loved him, no doubt of that, Herr Hoffmann. But she did say to me only the other day, I don't know what Uncle Addie and I have in common.
Frauenton, I advise you not to talk about this to anybody. There may be an inquest.
The police chief has already been here.
In person?
Just for a few minutes. His men took her away through the back in one of those special bags they have.
I see.
I cleaned up everything. They told me that was all right. It's a terrible business. Poor Herr Hitler.
What are the arrangements again, Rudy?
You go to Muller's house at the Torgonze. He'll wait there with the keys. The house is yours as long as you need it. Hoffmann will go with you.
Yeah.
That way we avoid the press. They are going to link you to this if they get the chance.
Very well. Rudy, nobody is to go into her room. Nobody.
The police won't be back. That's all taken care of.
Nobody, Rudy.
As you say.
Find out about the funeral. It will be in Austria, I expect. Her mother, I'm sure, will make the arrangements. Let me know as soon as you can. Run the party office while I'm not able to. Talk about all this to nobody. No scandal.
Very well, Führer.
Shall we go, Führer? Those newshounds will be looking for you as soon as they find out how she died.
Hello, Rudy. It's Heinrich. I'm calling from the Turkensee. Is there any news?
The newspapers are hinting all kinds of things, but they have no proof of anything. How is he?
He's not been sleeping much. He walks about all night long.
Is he fit to travel yet?
Well, it has been 4 days. The shock should be wearing off.
There is to be a quiet burial at the city cemetery in Vienna sometime today, I believe.
Should I tell him that?
Yeah, please, exactly what I've said. Quiet burial, city cemetery in Vienna sometime today. Also tell him I've obtained a certificate that gives him special permission to cross the border into Austria, incognito. I'm sending it by messenger at once.
Is that Rudy?
Permission granted for the Führer to cross border to Seagrave. You'll come yourself, Rudy?
No, I might be noticed and followed.
Rudy, the Führer is here. Führer?
No. Tell Rudy I'll go with you tomorrow.
Sure.
To lay some flowers on the grave. I will be back in Munich the next day. To continue the struggle.
This, my lovely fools are now persisting with the idea that I should run as chancellor against this little upstart, this Bavarian corporal. To forget my duty to Germany, to get down into the mire of day-to-day politics, where such creatures as Hitler and this pervert Roemleben have their being in the gutter. Gutter press, gutter war, gutter politics, gutter everything. Flooding Berlin with their propaganda and their swastikas.
A difficult decision, President, I'm sure. Shall I admit them?
Yes, I suppose.
This way, gentlemen. Herr Hitler, Herr Earl, Feld Marshal Paulus von Hindenburg.
This is my secretary, Meissner.
Herr Meissner, will you take a seat?
They're ex-soldiers as I am. Let us stand. Herr Hitler, you asked to see me. Why?
Herr Feld Marshal, there have been so many elections. Do you wish a government of the right or the left?
The communists are losing more votes every election.
Because my National Socialist Party is taking those votes from them. We now have 14 million votes. I am destroying the communists.
Your man, Rome, here, wants his rabble taken into the army. There are 500,000 of them. They would swamp the army. The idea is ridiculous.
I protest at your turn, Herr Feldmarschall. All these points are open for debate. To start with, we will not be asking for more than a few seats in the cabinet, but we would need to have one appointment guaranteed.
And what would that be?
The office of Chancellor would need to be ours.
George,
I don't think I would assume office, naturally.
I'm not talking to you. I am talking to him. Herr Hitler, I can offer you nothing. Once you get a majority in the Reichstag as president, I will have to. Until then, nothing.
Herr Marshal, I am sorry we cannot agree. But I don't feel this is our last meeting. I wish you good day.
An odd bird, Herr President.
Left my office with a punnett and I thought, that gutter snipe, Chancellor of Germany. I'll make him Postmaster General, and he can lick my stamps with my arse on them.
I'm sorry to have given you such an odious task. I know as a lawyer used to such things, but this is a repulsive attempt at blackmail by one of my relatives concerning my own ancestry, of all things. I thought Hans Frank is the man for us.
May I start at the beginning? You showed me in total confidence this letter from...
William Patrick Hitler, son of my stepbrother Alois. He lives in England with his mother, whom my stepbrother deserted.
I suppose he is English by birth. Is it money the young man wants, do you think?
What else can it be? This is what it says. There is certainly an interest in the press with regard to some very peculiar circumstances of our family history.
Yes, I have to agree it looks that way.
You investigated my lineage, my family history. What did you find?
It is all a very doubtful provenance here. From all kinds of sources, I find your father Alois was, as I'm sure you know, the illegitimate child of a cook named Anna Maria Schickelgruber from Leandy near Linz.
Yes, yes, of course I know that, but it isn't for public knowledge.
Obviously not.
My grandfather married her later anyway.
Yes, well, it seems she was employed in a household in Graz. Now, according to the law, which states that an illegitimate child has to bear the mother's family name, your father Alois was called Schickelgruber until his 14th birthday, when his mother, your grandmother, married Herr Hitler, formerly Heidler. Now, from then on, it all becomes confused, Führer. Your grandmother had been employed, apparently, by the Frankenbergers of Graz. When she gave birth to the child, they paid a paternity allowance from the child's birth until his 14th year.
That odd story. I know all about that. Now, my father was not the son of the Jew from Graz. I heard the true story from my own father.
Of course, Führer.
You must understand, these two young people, the woman pregnant by the young German man, were extremely poor. My father told me how the Jew was prevailed upon to pay monies he did not, in truth, have to pay. A highly desirable contribution to a poor household, perhaps a form of blackmail. It seems to run in the family, but no more than that.
Not a very nice thing to admit to, but that is the truth.
Then, Führer, that is an end to the matter.
Herr Marshal, good morning. I report...
I don't need to talk. We know what is agreed. Herr Hitler, you have a following in the country. I've seen the rabble outside. Now you lead a majority coalition of only by 2 votes in the Reichstag. I therefore must offer you the office of Reichskanzler of the German Republic. Your supporters await you outside,
Herr President.
You'd think that little fellow was Caesar.
Of the Chancellor, master of the greatest nation in Europe. Now, I can do anything I like. Anything at all.
tell me exactly what is happening in the streets. Führer,
the brown shirt squads are everywhere, hammering on doors, kicking them open, dragging Reds out of their holes, throwing them into lorries. The work camps at Dachau and Oranienburg are full to overflowing with communists, social democrats, and Jews.
Oh, let them see what life is really like. Let them do a day's work for a change in their fat lives.
To wear the brown shirt is to be king. Oh, but Führer, you haven't slept properly for a week. Can you not
do... Too much to do, Rudy. Too much to do for Germany. For Germany, we must sacrifice our sleep, our families, our friends, everything. More champagne, please.
At once, Führer.
Everything that you dictated to me at the Landsberg is coming true. Everything in Mein Kampf. As we stood, all of us, at the counter votes, I felt as if something holy was happening for Germany.
Nothing religious in it, Rudy. It is simply destiny. And a man makes his own destiny.
Führer. A good time.
More champagne. Philip. What will you be in the new Germany, Herr Mann?
Anything you like, Führer. Street sweeper.
Perhaps Ernst Röhm should have that job. Hey, Joseph?
Ernst is something to share. He's even now out on the streets with the brown shirts cleaning those very streets.
I didn't say he wasn't, Joseph.
Ernst never shirks the dirty work, eh, Führer?
He's not here. I wanted everybody here.
Seriously, Führer, this is a great day for Germany. I, for one, am overcome by what you have accomplished. I would not miss this hour for anything on earth.
We have hardly begun the cleansing of the Jews and the rest.
Führer, it will happen. The SS is small but vigilant.
Well, Heinrich, for that I remain ever grateful.
What a victory. Oh, I admit I had doubts. But the more I talked to the military and the navy, the more I realized I was preaching to the converted. They are with us.
Not all of them, Hermann. I distrust the Junkers.
Believe me, Führer, I have been amongst them these last months. They long for a chance to show their patriotism.
Führer will be relieved to hear it.
Führer, they all know, as I know, that none of us matters any more than the very stones on which you, my Führer, stand. We are nothing before your greatness. I am, for once, lost for words.
Hermann, I'm touched. Very touched.
My Führer, on this night of nights, we are all entitled as good Germans to be a mite sentimental.
Hermann, sentimental, surely not.
Oh, Goebbels is never sentimental.
On the contrary.
Yourself, sit down. Take a glass of champagne. Himmler, you too.
I prefer to stand, Führer, and I rarely touch alcohol.
Nor do I, but on this day of days, I think I will break my lifelong rule. I raise my glass to the party and to the future of eternal Germany.
Eternal Germany.
The party.
The party.
Prost, Prost. And to the Führer, Adolf Hitler.
The Führer. Führer.
Here. From your father.
From Papi.
He has asked me to hand it to the Führer. I think I must, well, read it to you first.
Very well.
Your Excellency, I find myself in the extremely unpleasant position of having to write to you regarding a problem of a personal nature. I understand that my daughter, Ava, is living in rooms you have put at her disposal.
Papi.
I am old-fashioned enough to believe that a child should live at home until she is married. I plead with you not to encourage this thirst for liberty in my daughter, despite the fact that she is over 21. Yours very respectfully, Fritz Braun.
Oh, what nonsense. Papi, don't go on. Here, give it to me. There. So much for that.
Arthur, do you remember coming to me for a job all those years ago, fresh from the crossing?
Oh, I hated it. Too many girls, too much discipline. When we girls danced together, did I ever tell you? Mother Superior used to call out, "Girls, girls, decency!"
Ah, here is my lovely daughter, Helen.
You two, laughing together as usual. What's the joke?
I think Ava is still worried the Führer will run off with one of his beautiful actresses.
Oh, well, they are all after him.
Excuse me, ladies, I have work to do.
Führer is driving about all over Germany, addressing vast crowds, changing the world, and you think of marriage.
Ava, face the fact. Adolf will never marry anybody, ever.
He will, sooner or later. He will, you'll see.
Ava,
be satisfied with what you have. Nobody knows how close he is to me. That
hurts a little, honey. That close. That close. Well, why not? I could even be, you know... Well, I could be for all I know. Would he mind if I was, do you think?
He doesn't think like that. Like an ordinary man. It would be fatal.
Oh, I don't know.
Arva, don't do anything stupid like that. Remember Gailey, yes?
Joseph, I want action, but Adolf puts me off with words, and you know how wet-assed he can be.
Really? Ernst, such disrespect.
Oh, I remember him when he was just a dozy little corporal. Joseph, we both know the political situation is volatile. The left is destroyed. The Marxists, communists, social democrats, all but gone. Clever, I agree. No other political parties, no trade unions, no employers' associations, abolished. Gone. But who is left? Industrialists. Big business. The financiers, the aristocracy, the Junker landlords, the military. They are still there, Joseph. Are they to run the Germany we have liberated to go on exactly as before?
Well, the revolution must not be halted, Ernst, I agree, but what will the Führer think?
I will tell you exactly, Joseph, what the Führer will think. He'll think that he needs time to consolidate the stupid fool.
Ernst! What about the army? They have the real power to make a putsch against us.
100,000 men? And how loyal are they, I have 10 times that number of Blanchetts. That is why we must incorporate the army into the SA now, while we can.
Yes, and you will be in control, is that it? Well, it certainly needs thinking about...
No, it doesn't need thinking about yourself. It needs doing. Or else the army will start running Germany again. Amalgamate my Blanchetts and the German army. That would lift the world off its hinges.
No doubt of it, Ernst. But please be a little more discreet when the Führer comes.
Bloody late as usual. Never used to be late when he was a corporal.
Ernst, you must understand. All that has changed. And... there is the Führer now.
Führer...
Ernst. Führer, if you will excuse me, I must arrange for that.
Joseph is all of a twitter because of my visit. He thinks we may differ on a few things.
Do we differ? On what, I wonder?
I want to take over the army. You owe me and my Blanchetts that.
You have to stop this mad talk about taking over the army, for that is what it is, mad. You know very well I have never agreed with you on this.
Well, you haven't agreed, because all you want to do is keep a lot of old soldiers happy. Hindenburg, too. Is he dead yet, by the way?
The German president is very ill, but not yet dead.
Very reverential. Next thing I'll be hearing is, once he is dead, you'll be bringing the Kaiser back to the throne.
That is insulting, and you know it. You're making things very difficult for me.
Good, good. Because there are far too many people who lick your arse out of us.
That's a language.
Adolf, we can't sit back and wait. You must give the order to assimilate my Blanchetts into the army.
I cannot do that.
So, you will not, under any circumstances, find room in the army for my Blanchetts, preferring to trust the future of the revolution to the military... aristocratic bastard.
I do not put it like that.
Oh, I know you don't. Not now. But I do.
There is something else that may offend you. So I apologize in advance. The Nazi party is now the party of the government. It cannot afford scandal. Do I need to say more?
Scandal? You didn't used to care.
I didn't, because times were different. Then we had only ourselves to please. Now, we have to win over those Germans who are still not sure about us.
And they never will.
They're still Germans.
They couldn't vote for anybody else now if they wanted to. You've abolished all the other parties, Adolf.
It might be as well for you to remember that.
Oh, I don't think it matters 2 pennies worth of dog shit to them or to you or to anybody else that I'm an arse bandy.
Well, then I know you will think about what I've said. We've not come this far together to fall out now. Just think about what I have said, Ernst.
Actor tells me that somebody is ready.
Excellent. I shall wash my hands first.
Who is it? You know what time it is? All right, coming.
the hell's going on? It's 4 a.m.
Hello, Ernst. Sleeping alone. What a surprise.
Dietrich, what the devil are you doing here?
So, Adolf, I must talk to you alone. Not with this pig present. Except a few minutes.
I'll leave the door open for you.
Are you really prepared to kill me?
I did warn you.
Usually you leave business like this to other people. Why not let Sepp Dietrich just shoot me? He'd enjoy that.
I'm here because I had to confront you face to face with your obscene and traitorous behavior.
A traitor? To what?
To me, to the party, to Germany. Don't say you didn't plan a putsch.
Putsch?
You're known, and don't deny it, to have talked to the French, to dissident army officers, even to Goebbels.
So the little cripples run to Uncle Eddie, huh?
For God's sake, Adolf, ask yourself this.
If I meant to kill you, would I be sleeping here in this hotel without a guard? And where are they? On leave, at their homes. I plan no putsch.
Your fellow conspirators in Munich are all arrested.
My fellow... Adolf, are you quite mad?
No, you are. To think that you could kill me and take over Germany.
You're destroying the revolution, can't you see that? If I'd wanted to kill you, I could have done it a dozen times any year.
I'll take over now, mein Führer. Yes. Very well.
Well, shoot me, Sepp. Get it over with.
Not so easy. Shirt on, pansy boy.
Oh! There's a lorry outside. You're to get the same treatment as your boys. No better, no worse. Take your last breath of freedom, bum boy.
What have you got to tell me, Henry?
Kevin, Gregor Strasser, sometime socialist, was arrested at noon yesterday and executed in the courtyard of the Prince Albrecht Strasser prison. Karl also. Many more. The list is long.
Good. We will claim the statehood, Heinrich.
Ready to fire.
The Führer wills it. Heil Hitler!
Fire!
Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler!
There is a loaded revolver. The Führer gives you an honorable way out.
If Adolf wants to kill me, why doesn't he do it himself? Let him do his own dirty work.
Very well.
After the recent events, we survive.
More.
We succeed. Things look good for us. We had 6 million workers in 1933. Now, after just 3 years, the figure is 2 million and falling fast. Everybody in Germany has a job and a full dinner pay.
Oh, accurate, even.
Just has shown us that what Germany can produce, it can wear or it can eat. What it can't, it must do without. Nothing but nothing has been bought for cash from any other country. Single-handed Schacht has made rearmament possible for Germany.
We must not forget to give the people their circuses, Führer. Hmm? It's more important to fulfill their emotions than fill their bellies. The Strength Through Joy program was a brainwave. We have all the young people in full-time work. The young are yours, Führer.
Our future is with the young. We must have all the people on our side.
You get forget,
So, your Wolle come here as a servant on the recommendation of Herr and Frau Bormann.
How do they know you?
I was with the family of Herr Roth, a businessman.
You call me Frau, just that Frau, say it.
Frau.
Good. And he saw you there?
Herr Bormann came to supper. He
asked Herr Roth for you?
Yes, Frau.
I see from your work record that before you worked for Herr Roth, you were in a work camp for 6 months. Why was that?
I was sentenced by the court for careless talk.
Frau.
Frau.
And what was this careless talk exactly?
I said a disrespectful thing about the Führer.
Did you indeed?
I was severely punished for it.
Frau!
Frau!
Why did you make this disrespectful remark?
I was upset. My father and mother had been taken away to a camp.
So you decided to join them, is that so?
I was sent to Ravensbrück, a work camp.
I hope they taught you a lesson.
I have learnt obedience, Frau.
That is good. Wolle, do you know why there is a vacancy here at the Berghof?
No, Frau.
Because your predecessor made a noise while Fiona was sleeping. She actually laughed when at her early morning duties, dusting in the conference room. She did not laugh when I ordered 10 strokes of the cane on her bare ass in front of all the other servants.
No, Frau.
And she's not laughing now. She's in the very same work camp you came from, Wolle. So, quiet. Obedience. That is the rule. Here! Yes!
Yes, Frau.
You are in bedroom 15 with another maid. You will do the late night work shift tonight. All clear.
All clear, Frau.
No need to shout. You aren't in a work camp now.
Now, we've all seen the figures concerning immigration. Since the Nuremberg law is depriving all Jews of their citizenship, we've had an exodus of those creatures from Germany. That is reassuring. What else, I wonder?
We do have the law for the protection of German blood and German honour, forbidding marriages between Germans and Jews, and the employment of German servants by Jews. It's being severely applied.
All right, as far as it goes. But I still wonder, what else? Heinrich, the cleansing must go on. We must never forget our promise of our master race unpolluted by foreign blood.
Of course, Führer.
Naturally.
The cleansing must never end. It is a war that must never stop. Führer, the SS stand ready. Committed.
Good, good. Economically, we're doing well. We operate a siege economy. We're self-sufficient. Industry is giving me synthetic rubber, and Krupps, why, what a surprise. Krupps are giving me guns.
What else? What else?
Oh, wonderful.
Only the gun matters, Führer.
Here, take this pillowcase and change the pillows on the bed there, and close the windows. Which bedroom is this, Michael? It's so beautiful. All this silk and satin.
Not for the likes of you and me, is it?
They say I'm quarter Jew. I'm lucky to be in a job at all, I am. No, this is just an ordinary guest bedroom, that's all.
I can't believe people still live like this. Mind you, Herr Roth's house was rich, but not like this.
These people are the cream and we're the shit. It's as simple as that. But at least my last job, this stuff. I worked in a factory. I did sweeping up the floor. This is better by miles. Put the pillows back. Right, help me with these sheets. Careful! The slightest tear and wipe both out. That's right. Smooth it down and tuck it in. Get the tissue. That's right. What did you do before? Worked in a bank. A bank? With money and all that? Seems like another life now. You come from a good home, didn't you? Mm. Well, get on with your work or Frau will have us back in that work camp. You and me both, and I'm not joking. I'll dust this. You dust over there.
It's all very well, Heinrich, to say that only guns matter, but to use the guns, I need an army. And what does our commander-in-chief tell me? That although I have given him many thousands of young men, he does not want war.
Typical. Von Blomberg is a coward at heart.
They all are, Führer.
There's not a single general who does not puke at the mere thought of war.
I don't know that I agree there. Many of the top military are behind us all the way.
I tell you, they're all opportunists.
Who cares about top military? The people matter. Only the people matter.
All von Blomberg is saying, Führer, is perhaps that Germany is not quite ready for war.
Nor are the older gentlemen of the democracies. Chamberlain and Deladier want peace at any price. They do not realize the only sure and permanent peace is to be found in the grave. Comrades, I have decided that we will put 3 battalions of German infantry into the Rhineland.
Here.
This very month.
Here.
Then we will see.
But, Führer, if we march into the Rhineland, we spit in the faces of the French. We declare war. It could mean that the English come in too. All Europe will be against us. It's a terrible risk.
Hermann, the French will do nothing. ¶¶
Soldaten, die alten Feinde wegzunehmen.
And in Germany, now we have done our duty, and the Rhineland is now ours. Every soldier, old or young, will put on his uniform and celebrate July.
I feel that with Schusnick being so intractable, we'll have to invade Austria.
Yeah.
It must become part of our greater Germany. I've given Schusnick an ultimatum. Call off his absurd plebiscite or you invade.
Perhaps we ladies should retire now. It is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Adi, I'm going to bed.
I'll put the Fräulein in the new wing.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes, whatever.
Well, I'll say goodnight, Adi.
Aber, I'll see you in the morning for breakfast.
You'll be here a day or two this time.
At least.
Good.
Fräulein Braun.
Coming, Frau Raoul.
Your room is some distance away in the east wing.
You surprise me.
You too? These servant girls, they just sluts.
Yes, Frau Rappel.
At least you know my name.
Yes, Frau Rappel.
Get me a glass of milk. Hot, mind you, not lukewarm, and a slice of apple strudel with plenty of fresh cream. Bring it to my room at once.
Of course, Frau Rappel. You, what's your name?
Vola, Frau.
Fräulein.
She's new, I thought. Nobody's talking to you.
I'll have some hot milk, too. At once, Fräulein.
This way. Really, these girls we get as maids. God knows where Borman finds them.
Who were they? That one's only the Fuhrer's sister.
The pretty one?
Well, we're not supposed to know who that is, though. It's Arthur Brown. She sleeps with the Fuhrer.
You mean
not a word? It's only what the men servants say. Don't you dare repeat it, whatever you do, or you'll get Frau's cane across your ass. Come on, get that old milk from the kitchen. I'd like to poison it. The butcher, I warned you. Don't ever say things like that. Don't even think them.
This is your room. I'm sure you'll be comfortable.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure the Fräulein will appreciate our rules. Now that I'm here all the time and you are at the Fuhrer's apartment in Munich most of the time, possibly you forget how we do things at the Berghof.
I doubt it. I doubt if you know your half-brother at all. He's only kind to you on account of the memory of Davy.
Don't you dare speak of my daughter. She had his heart for us. You.
I have his ear. Because he has to have somebody to talk to, yes. Even when he's engaged in great events, he sometimes turns to me.
Davy was family. I am family. You are not. You are... Well, we all know. Everyone knows what you are, Fräulein Braun.
You don't understand him. None of you do. He makes a family here at the Berghof, as any man might. But he cannot ever be a family man. I know that. You don't.
I don't know what you're talking about. As you may know, the Fuhrer sleeps late. No noise at all is permitted. No radio, no singing, no gramophone music, or anything of that sort.
Frau Raubel, I think I know as much as anybody about the Fuhrer's sleeping habits. And in the future, before you insult me by making arrangements to dump me alone in an icebox like this, I wish you would confer with him and see what his wishes are.
I don't think the Fuhrer would be particularly interested in knowing where you're sleeping, Fräulein Braun.
Oh, but I think he would. Very interested. If I weren't so tired, I'd tell you how interested, Frau Raubel.
Oh, Addy, how could you be involved with a woman like that? A cheap tart. Only my Gailey would have made you really happy. She loved you so much. I know you told me you loved her too, but it's all so hard to bear.
As Austrians, you are my blood brothers. Sent me from this city as a poor, penniless boy, but then called upon me to lead the Reich. Surely it must have had another mission in mind for me. And that can only have been to return my native country to the German Reich. Therefore, I declare a union of Germany and Austria. I declare Anschluss!
Sometime vagrant, sometime resident of the men's hostel at the so-called Mandelmannstrasse.
That was a long time ago, Herr Helpman.
I am a Gestapo officer, Harnisch. Did you offer money, 50 kroner to be exact, give recent interviews about the early days of the Fuhrer's life here in Vienna to certain scurrilous socialist and communist newspapers so that they could denigrate and insult the Fuhrer in their red rags?
No, I quote.
Adolf Hitler was possessed of delusions of grandeur and supposed himself to be a great artist. I quote again. Sometimes in the hostel, the men used to laugh at Adolf's mad ideas. They all thought he was deranged.
No, no, that's how they wrote it up, my good sir. I said none of these things.
They bear your name.
Just ask him. I saved his life. He'll tell you, he'll tell you. I was his friend. His friend.
Excellent speech, my dear. May I congratulate you?
Thank you, Heinrich. Please sit. Has everything gone to plan?
I have to report that the Reds, Social Democrats and Jews have all been restricted.
Good.
The Jews being useful work cleaning the streets with scrubbing brushes.
Very apt. I know these filthy streets better than anyone else.
All racial undesirables are subject to registration. Some no doubt will try to emigrate, as so many of our German Jews have already done.
Nothing like enough. One day these soft policies will have to change.
I have set up an office for Jewish immigration. It is the only place from which any Jew wishing to emigrate can obtain an exit visa. The officer in charge will be Adolf Eichmann.
Eichmann? Ah, yes. Excellent officer, most industrious. He has a job he can be proud of. We cannot afford to show these undesirables any mercy.
Führer, a certain Reinhold Harnisch, a vagrant of no fixed address...
Harnisch? What about him?
The man was taken into protective custody by the Gestapo because of certain derogatory articles he'd written about Führer.
He would.
Regrettably, he's died whilst in custody. The Gestapo have sent this confidential report, Führer, signed by the commandant of the Gestapo central office in Vienna.
Tear it up. No man has the right to piss on the German people, whoever he is. Do you know, Hoffman was going on and on about all the photographic possibilities in Vienna. The buildings, the gardens, the Prater. But you know, Heinrich, I still think of it as a sink. I would be glad to get out of it. Too many memories, Heinrich, none of them pleasant. Austria may be my homeland, but now I am German.
My airplane standing by.
Yes, as always, Philip.
In order my car. I will go now.
What a beautiful morning, Addy.
Harvard, listen to this. A communique from von Ribbentrop. Chamberlain stood up and said in the House of Commons yesterday that nothing could have stopped what happened in Austria unless force was used, and he is against force on principle. Oh. Arthur, I love this old man. He is worth two whole armies to me.
Adam, have you breakfasted, or can I get something for you?
Ah, possibly a slice of gatto. I feel like celebrating. He is against the use of force on principle.
Why is that?
He knows his British Empire cannot survive another war.
Is that important?
Oh, yes. I can march into Czechoslovakia, and the English will do nothing.
Sounds wonderful.
Hard reply.
I hear Angie is gone.
Yes. And she won't be coming back.
What happened?
I asked her why she resented your being here, and she became personal and insulting. She is my half-sister, but she has no special right to comment on my personal affairs. I told her to pack her bags and leave this morning. It is my own fault for dealing with my relatives in a favorable way. I must not show preferential treatment to those close to me, to anyone who seeks to use my position. The Führer of Germany must not do that.
Will you see her at all in the future?
I cannot see why I should, can you? No. You enjoy your breakfast. Soon we may be dining together in Prague. So, Ribbentrop, we are to wait for Mr. Chamberlain? That's amazing.
I must admit it is a surprise, Führer.
How old is he?
69, I believe, Führer.
He's never flown in an aeroplane before in his life.
He speaks no German.
Nor a word of any other European language, Führer.
It's a flight of how long? London to Munich?
7 hours and extremely uncomfortable. I have done it all too often.
Then 5 hours out here by train and car.
Well, he wanted to come. I didn't invite him.
The English don't want war with us under any circumstances, Führer, as I have so often told you.
But I cannot believe the British Empire, that rules over one third of the globe, will not defend itself under any circumstances.
Our embassy in London assures me that Chamberlain is likely to take any German proposal about Czechoslovakia very seriously indeed.
You know, Ribbentrop, I begin, as time goes on, to like old Mr. Chamberlain more and more.
Don't you really do this to me?
You two, your time here is finished. You are both to be transferred to other duties. The Führer has decided that his staff is too large and he must make sacrifices for the war effort.
What? Is it war?
Sooner or later, anyone can see that, you foolish girl.
You, Vola, report to this factory in Cologne. Here is your work card. Keep it safe. Here are your travel documents. Well, don't stand there. Stop packing.
Yes, Frau. Where do I go, Frau?
Are you? You go to a place called Ravensbrück, a work camp. No doubt you'll be happy there. You go in the van tomorrow. Two other servants of mixed race go with you.
I see, Frau.
Work hard for Germany. Both of you. Especially you, Vola.
Look out! Move! Move!
My God. Ravensbrück. After all this. Oh, Magda, it's not so bad. It's only a work camp.
Prime Minister?
Yes. I must ask you if you would tolerate for your own people a situation like the one in Czechoslovakia for the German minority living there. I am enormously hopeful for peace between our two nations. Nobody more so. But in Czechoslovakia, I have 3 million Germans subject to harassment and injustice.
I wish that everybody in London understood, as I do, your situation. But Herr Hitler...
I am no longer young, but I am still young enough to lead Germany into a world war. Herr Prime Minister, do not think, I beg you, that I want war. I do not. But I cannot step back.
If the Führer is determined to settle the matter without discussion between us, why did you let me come here to Germany? Have I been wasting
will
my time?
Will Great Britain oppose our perfectly reasonable determination to release those Germans living in the Sudetenland from Czech oppression?
I cannot give that undertaking on behalf of His Majesty's government. What I can do is state here and now that personally I recognize the rightness and justice of your request.
Good.
I would, of course, have to return to England and report to my government and secure their approval of this, for the moment, personal position. I will return if necessary, and we can talk further.
I do not care for talk that gets nowhere, Prime Minister. I prefer action. However, I will be patient. I will not march until October the 1st.
So, Ribbentrop, old Mr. Chamberlain has dug in his heels.
Yes, Führer. And the French, too.
Yes. It would seem so, Josef.
There must be a chance of a last negotiation, Führer.
Negotiation, Reich Minister. It's long past that.
There can never be an end to meaningful negotiation.
Well, it would be possible to draw back, I suppose. Any comment, anybody?
The SS are at your command, Führer.
We will win through, my Führer.
The people of Germany salute you, Führer, and stand ready in factory and workshop. We will wage a propaganda blitz.
A war is won with guns, Josef.
Propaganda can win wars without guns. So far it has.
So far, but no longer. Führer, we're at your command.
The English, the stiff-necked fools, idiots! Do they think I'm bluffing? They are the ones who are bluffing! You, Ribbentrop, have told me categorically the English will not fight. So what do they do now? Was your intelligence right?
Even at this stage, I do not believe they will attack us. Yet, if they declare war, how can they not attack us?
Do they have any idea of what we have? 40 infantry divisions, 4 motorized and 3 mounted divisions, 5 new panzer divisions with Stukas and tanks in radio contact, 24 machine gun battalions. The Navy has 2 new battleships, 2 new armored cruisers, 100 U-boots. The Luftwaffe has 250,000 men and 21 squadrons of aircraft. That is what we have, and more.
They'll go down at 9 tenths.
Against such might, no army can stand.
Possibly. I say possibly, Führer. In the face of all this power, they will back down. Ribbentrop?
There is a peace movement in both England and France.
It is worth trying, Führer. We make it all we want without war.
At some point, I alone have to decide. Are our arrangements for an instant on the Polish border in place?
It can happen at 6 hours' notice, Führer.
I will think and then make my decision.
Führer!
Arthur. Wake up, Arthur.
What is it? What time is it? Addie? You're right.
Yes, it's 4 o'clock. I'm leaving the Berghof now. I'm sorry to rouse you. You were sleeping very peacefully.
Well, I'm awake now. What is it?
I have decided. I woke suddenly and it was clear to me what I must do. I have put on my field grey uniform and will not take it off until it is all over. I just thought I would tell you before I go. I'm sorry to have wakened you. Go back to sleep.
Addy, you know what you must do. You're sure?
Yes. It is war. We shall invade Poland. After that, we defeat Britain and France. Then we will have all of Europe.
Oh, Addy.
I must go now. I'll see you to St. Albert.
The pulse cannot last very long, Führer. Cavalry against our panzers, a couple of weeks.
After that comes the real work. First, the cleansing of Poland of its intellectuals, socialists, communists, and its Jews. I promised Hans Weizmann, the so-called spokesman for international Jewry, that if Germany or Jewry had to be destroyed, it would be Jewry, and it will be Jewry.
In that connection, Führer, I formed the Einsatzgruppen for the solution of the Jewish question. My sole reservation is that my men may find the task of shooting hundreds of Jews and other racial undesirables repugnant, Führer, especially when there will be, who knows, so many to dispose of.
The requirement, Heinrich, is to be hard. Tell your men they're doing the most difficult of all duties for the Führer and for Germany.
Führer.
I do not want any record of our conversations on these secret matters put down on paper at any time.
Naturally. These are Führer orders relayed personally to me. I will pass them on in the same manner, the spoken word only.
Remember, Heinrich, the requirement is to be hard. And recall the words of Nietzsche. Morality is irrelevant to a great ruler, a man of destiny. To him, nothing is forbidden. Nothing.
Nothing was impossible. Poland, France, one victory after another, until Russia. Until now, comrades, when we sit in a bunker in our own Berlin with the disaster of Stalingrad long behind us, and with the Bolshevik barbarians at our gate. Our enemies will destroy National Socialist Germany. They have already reduced much of it to a heap of rubble. It fills me with horror to think of my beloved Reich hacked to pieces. The German folk exposed to the executioners of the Bolsheviks and the American gangsters. Russians raping our women folk. Gentlemen, I too have been betrayed. Only Goebbels is here with us. Goering and Himmler in the north trying to save their skins doing deals with Americans. The military, all traitors, dumb and lickspittle young aristocrats. I should have hanged or shot every general. Everyone. But really, it is as simple as this. The German people have failed me. During the years of struggle, I believed that I could not undertake the responsibility. Responsibility of marriage. Now, at the end of my life, I have decided to take as my wife the woman who, after many years of true friendship, came here to Berlin. Of her own free will, and will now share my fate. Finally, I Hitler voluntarily choose death. But I go to my death knowing that I have sown a seed that has taken root. One day another leader will arise from this destruction, and he too will seek to conquer Europe, cleanse her of all filth, and this time he will succeed.
In Part 2 of Führer by Alan Pryor, Hitler was played by Michael Maloney, his half-sister Angie, Jane Whittenshaw, his half-niece Gailey, Emma Fielding, and his wife, Ava, Deborah Berlin. Rome, Michael Cochran, Footsie, Andrew Branch, Hammond, Stephen Tompkinson, Goering, Nicholas Grace, Goebbels, David Collings, Hess, Ian Hughes, Himmler, Christian Rodsker, Ribbentrop, Brett Asher, Hoffmann, Ian Masters. Helena, Jilly Bond, Thyssen and Hindenburg, Derek Waring, Von Epp and Harnisch, John Hollis, Ludendorff, Michael Tudor Barnes, Hans Frank and Neville Chamberlain, Peter Yap, Henny, Annabelle Mullion, Foller, Teresa Gallagher, Magda, Becky Hindley, and Frau, Natasha Pine. Technical presentation, Tim Sturgeon, Keith Graham, and Jill Abram. The director was Martin Jenkins.
Morality is irrelevant. Virtue is irrelevant. To a great ruler, a man of destiny, nothing is forbidden. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.